Hello. Is this thing on? Am I on? Oh, cool. All right. Well, I am not a preacher. I'm a teacher. That's what I'm good at. That's something that I found out kind of the hard way. And back in college, I went to Kentucky Christian University, and I held a youth ministry for a little bit of time because that's what all guys who go to Christian college is supposed to do, right? of course, I'm joking. But anyway, that was kind of just what everybody seemed to be doing. So I thought, hey, I'll get in on that. I'll go grab a youth ministry at some little tiny college in the foothills of the Appalachian State. That one, Kentucky. So I did. And I got the opportunity once around Christmas time to get up in the pulpit and actually give a sermon. And I was all excited. I prepared for it. My dad was a preacher and my great grandpa was a preacher. So it was kind of in my blood a little bit, I guess you could say. And I did terribly. It was awful. This tiny little congregation of some of the sweetest people ever, they were drawing on all their strength of sweetness to be nice to me after that. I think I just really put them to sleep. And it was really then that I realized, you know, I'm a teacher. I'm not a preacher. I can't grab people. I never took the preaching classes. I've had one speech class in my life, and it wasn't an actual preaching class. It was just, here's how to talk in front of people. So, When Eric Hinton asked me to do chapel tonight, I had a little bit of hesitation because I don't really know what I'm doing up here. But I went ahead and agreed because I'm the new guy and I feel like I should agree to everything. And so here I am. So I was trying to figure out what to do a little talk on to you guys. And given my fears about being up here and actually trying to preach a little bit, I decided to talk about failure. That way, hopefully, when I'm done, if I do go down in flames, you guys will be okay with it. See that right there? That was supposed to be a joke, but it failed. All right, so failure in our lives. We all know, we've all experienced failure. Failure can lead to some potentially devastating questions, like, where's God? How could he let this happen? Am I outside of his will? What do I do now? Does God really care? And these are questions which I think every Christian has experienced at least one of in their lives. If they haven't, then they've also experienced the sin of lying. So in addressing this problem, it seems that we first need to distinguish two types of failure. The first type is failure in the Christian life, and that's failure that's due to sin. When we sin in our lives, we fail God. This is a type that a Christian might experience disappointment and failure due to a refusal to hear God's calling. Succumbing to a temptation, we're all familiar with that kind. It's just sin. Sin is failure in that type. It's essentially a spiritual problem, a matter of moral and spiritual failure. The other type is failure in the life of a Christian. Not failure in the Christian life, but in the life of a Christian. This is the kind of failure that's unrelated to spiritual considerations. It's not due to sin in the life of a believer. It's just some defeat that a person who happens to be a Christian experiences in day-to-day life. For example, a Christian businessman who loses the business, it just goes under. Someone who's made some poor decisions in investments and they go bankrupt. A Christian athlete who doesn't quite make it to the majors and isn't able to realize their dreams. That's the kind of failure in the life of a Christian that I'm talking about. Not because of any kind of sin that this person has committed, but it's just something which happens in their life which they don't succeed at. These kind of things just happen to occur in the lives of people who are Christians. So the point is that there are failures quite unrelated to sinful motivations. A man, I've already said that. I got ahead of myself. See, again. So we shouldn't minimize that type of failure. Obviously, the failure in the Christian life is more important. The failure due to sin. That's the more weighty of the two. Entire books have been devoted to this kind of failure in the Christian life because we think that kind of failure has more serious consequences than the second type. And in one sense, of course, that's true. The failure in the Christian life is the kind that's going to keep us apart from God. It's the kind that keeps us out of heaven. It's the kind that keeps us and him separate. It's the one with eternal consequences. Now, this is the kind of failure we should, of course, confess to God and be held accountable for. So in the ultimate sense, yes, the consequences of that failure are far more serious than the ordinary failures we experience in everyday life. But the second kind is the kind which I don't think gets dealt with nearly as much. And that's the kind of failure that we just experience in life. In terms of everyday consequences, it's not always true that the first type of failure has more serious consequences as far as we experience it. Because if we don't know how to respond properly to the everyday type of failure, then it could be even more devastating than failure that comes about specifically because of our sin. So it's not surprising that we sin and we fail. It's not surprising that we have the first type in our life. But what about the second type? It really is problematic to a lot of people. Because if we're walking in faith and obedience to the Lord, how can we be led into the pit of failure and despair? And think about it. If we're obeying God's will, how can that lead to failure? So it is indeed puzzling to a lot of people. So that's the one I wanted to really focus my attention on tonight. So a common view is that Christians who are walking in God's will basically cannot fail. And we've all seen the motivational posters of soaring on wings like eagles and I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, one of the most misinterpreted verses in the Bible. There's one in Psalm 1. Psalm 1, 1 through 3 says, "Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on this law he meditates day and night. He's like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatsoever he does prospers." And I mean, how can it be more clear than that? In all he does, he prospers, right? William Lane Craig is a Christian philosopher. He works out at Talbot, I think is where he is now. Extremely smart guy. He's written great books.